4. Rachel bought her house in Marlow 5 years ago. Her town is perfect. There are painted wood buildings on the high street. There is the common. There are the yews on the long end of the common. There is a yellow clock in the village hall. There are the two pubs. There is the church and the church graveyard. There is the rill. There is the petrol station. The Duncan cover is a tradesman's pub. It used to be called something different, the Duck and Clover, until someone painted over one of the letters. The Miller's Arms is a commuter's pub. It serves pims and shows sports only during the World Cup and Wimbledon. Rachel thought there was going to be an explosive showdown between the two sides eventually. She hoped for one. She sided firmly with the Duck and Cover, she said. We don't want it to turn into Chipping Norton, she said. It's important that the people who work here can afford to live here. With the exception of the Miller's Arms, the town hasn't changed much, or not yet. There are no clothing or housewares shops on the high street. The village has a spring fete and a pasta dinner to raise money for the firehouse. Why weren't there as many commuters before? I asked her. The trains got faster. There is another, larger town with the same name near London, with a famous pub. But Rachel never corrected people when they confused the two, or when they told her they had been to the Hand and Flowers. Rachel said there was something wrong with the town. I can't remember exactly when this happened. It was recent, sometime after we got back from Cornwall. I didn't let her finish. We were eating breakfast at her house. I had just woken up and I didn't want to hear it. I knew from her tone of voice that what she was about to tell me was horrible. I knew I had to stop her. I had a raspberry croissant and an espresso, and I had her town. There is the wine shop. There is the building society. There is the gold rooster on top of the hunters. There is the library. There are the twins who work for the town. There is the yellow awning of the Miller's Arms. There are the poplars. In front of the repair garage. I thought the twins were one person until I saw them both at once, washing a bin lorry. They both wore mirrored sunglasses, and they both kept their hair long, and they both had Rottweilers. Do they have identical dogs? I asked. No, there's just one dog.